Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After Vedam, it is time for bhajans. Vedam and bhajans, the two continuous spiritual activities in the ashram which contribute to the sublime atmosphere that pervades Prashantinilayam. And wherever there is Vedam, wherever there is soulful singing, wherever there is heartfelt chanting, there is Prashantinilayam. And it is very important that we do these with as little flaws as possible. And that is the reason why we had Radio Sai Vedam tutor, and now it is time for Radio Sai Bhajan tutor. And team Radio Sai is Bishu. The time in the studios now is 6:49. So let's close our eyes, visualize the beautiful Lord in our mind's eye, offer Him our prayer, and begin to learn a new bhajan. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that our vision is always centered in your darshan, so that our senses are tuned only to your message and our heart turned towards only your love. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as Lord Rama. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit and it has four lines. The first line goes like this.
Daya Bhirama Janaki Rama.
So this is what we will be learning today, and let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan.
दया भी रामा जानकी रामा मधुर मनोहर प्रभु साई रामा आत्मा रामा नयनाभि रामा कोदंड रामा पट्टाभि रामा रघुपति राघव राजा रामा मधुर मनोहर प्रभु साई रामा.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow Ravi Kumar after every line. You too, please join him, dear listeners. That will help you to get an idea of how this bhajan flows.
Dayabhirama Janaki Rama. Dayabhirama Janaki Rama. मधुर मनोहर प्रभु साई रामा मधुर मनोहर प्रभु साई रामा ఆత్మా రామా నయనాభిరామా. ఆత్మా రామా నయనాభిరామా. కోదండ రామా పటాభిరామా. కోదండ రామా పటాభిరామా. రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజా రామా. రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజా రామా. మధుర మనోహర ప్రభు సాయి రామా. మధుర మనోహర ప్రభు సాయి రామా. దయాభిరామా జానకి రామా.
So that is how the tune of this bhajan goes. You heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. As we move on in this program, let us now learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios to enlighten us on this. So Anirudh, tell us, in which raga is this bhajan based?
Saram Vishu, this bhajan is based on the rag Shankaravarnam and Hari Kambhoji. The Carnatic classical music.
So it's a mix of both the ragas.
Yeah, it's a mix of... It's a major scale bhajan where you have all the seven notes, Sampurna Raga. Let me tell you first about Shankaravarnam. It's a very well-known popular raga.
Yes.
And there are so many bhajans in this raga. The notes of this raga are...
Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
So in this raga you have all the shuddha notes.
Yeah.
And coming to Hari Kambhoji, it's a very minute difference where the ni is komal ni.
Okay. Ni one.
Yeah, ni one.
Pa dha ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
All the other notes are same as Shankaravarnam. And so this bhajan is a mix of both these ragas. And where you'll see the both the knees are coming close to each other sometimes. Or maybe some line where only the knee one is there.
Okay.
Or most of the time it's a beautiful... play of both the knees together, especially in the line
Madhura Manohara Prabhu Sai Madhura Nene.
That is, it starts with the Hari Kambhoji touch ni.
Nohara Prabhu Sai Gamani Ne.
It goes to Shankaravarnam.
Yes.
Sa Sa Re Zani.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this bhajan.
Yeah.
So Anirudh, would you like to do a small alap?
Yeah, sure.
Which is a mix of both.
Yeah.
Hari Kambhoji and Shankaravarnam. Which is Bilawal, right? In the Hindustani music.
Yeah, Bilawal and Ale Bilawal, I guess.
Yes.
In the Hindustani music.
Yeah.
Ha
Generally, actually, it gives a happy feeling, right?
Yeah, it's a major scale raga where you have all the shuddh notes.
Yes.
Except for that Hari Kamboji, it doesn't change. If the ga changes to komal ga, then it is a minor raga.
Yeah.
Sari ga, ga ri sa. Then the mood changes. And
yeah.
Also if the dha changes.
Yes.
Dha ma dha pa.
Yes.
So
that's why the major transition in the mood
of
the bhajan
from the major to
minor.
The minor raga.
Yeah. So otherwise it is a very jubilant.
Yeah. Very bright raga.
Wonderful. So shall we move on to the swaras for every line?
Sure.
Anand is here to follow as you sing the swaras for each line of this bhajan.
We'll do the first line.
Yeah.
दयाभिरामा जानकी रामा गरिगमा गरीसा निसनी दनीदा
गरिगमा गरीसा निसनी दनीदा
मधुर मनोहर प्रभु साई रामा नीनिदा पनीदा मग गमनी निसा सारी जनी
नीनिदा पनीदा मग गमनी निसा सारी जनी
एंड इन द सेकंड टाइम ऑफ दिस लाइन నీనిద పనిద మగ గమనీని సీనిద
పనిద మగ గమనీని
ఆత్మా రామ నయనాభిరామనిద పగ గమసాని దాదా
గమనిదా పామగ గమసాని దాదా
కోదండరామా పటాభిరామా నీనిని దనిదప పాపదని సని సా
నీని నీదని పాపదని సని సా
రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజా రామ నిసరి రి గరి రి గరి పమాపగ
నిసరి రి గరి రి గరి పమాపగ
అగైన్ వి కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది సెకండ్ లైన్
యా బ్యూటిఫుల్ సో అనిరుద్ ఆర్ దేర్ any more bhajans which have this combination of Shankaravarnam and Hari Kamboji?
Well, the combination, if you ask me, yeah, there are few bhajans. The bhajan
Ramachandra Prabhu Raghuvamsha Rama Sitapate Jaya Ne.
There the Komal Nikams. And the rest bhajan follows the Shuddhini and some places Komalni.
Okay.
And one more bhajan which comes to my mind is
He Paramadayalu Sai Ram.
This bhajan is also mix of both the ragas.
All Rama bhajans.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam. And the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4
Gaya Abhirama Janaki Rama
Gaya Abhirama Janaki Rama.
So that really gives us a good idea of the beat and the swaras. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Saram Vishnu.
Saram.
So now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung so that we can offer it with heartfelt devotion to our beloved Bhagwan. For this, we need to know the meaning of all the words in this bhajan, at least to some extent. So let's begin with the first line.
Daya Abhirama Janaki Rama.
The first word here is Dayabhi, which comes from Daya, means compassion. Dayabhi means one who is full of compassion. The second and fourth word is Rama, literally meaning he who is pleasing and lovable. When sage Vasishtha was called to name the four sons of King Dasharatha, he chose the name Rama for the son born to Dasharatha and Kausalya. The sage said, the child born to promote the joy of Kausalya will do the same for all mankind. His virtues will bring solace and contentment, joy and happiness to all. The yogis and seekers will find in him a great source of bliss. Therefore, from this moment, his name will be Rama. Rama, the one who pleases. Baba says that the name Rama consists of three syllables, Ra, A and Ma. Ra representing the fire god, A representing the sun god, and Ma representing the moon god, Chandrama. Thus the name Rama has the triple power of sun, moon and fire. It has the power to wash away one's sins, it has the power to remove one's ignorance, and it has the power to tranquilize our mind. Bhagwan says that in order to impart the profound meaning of this sacred name to mankind, the Lord came in human form as Rama. Swami explains that Rama's name signifies harmony in thought, word and deed, and that Rama demonstrated this harmony in his thoughts, words and deeds. Even as a little child, Rama exuded supreme compassion. After completing their education under sage Vasishtha, Rama and his three brothers are trained by experts in bowmanship and archery and similar skills appropriate for royal princes. Writing about this in the book Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagwan says, every word and every deed of Rama demonstrated his compassion. Sometimes when Lakshmana aimed his arrow at a bird or animal, Rama came in between and protested, Lakshmana, what harm has it done to you or to the world? Why do you long to shoot the bird? It is quite against the code of prescribed morals for kings to punish innocent beings. Don't you know this? That is the compassion of Lord Rama. The third word is Janaki, referring to Mother Sita, the consort of Lord Rama. And the word itself means mother. Bhagwan says that Sita represents Prakriti or nature.
So when we sing this line, Dayabhirama, Janakirama, we bow down to the supremely compassionate Lord who chose to incarnate as Rama during the Trita Yuga to set a perfect example for the whole of humanity on ideal and righteous living. He is the Lord of Janaki who represents nature or creation. We now move on to the second line.
Madhura Manohara Prabhu Sai Rama.
Madhura means sweet. Manohara means enchanting the mind. And the third word is Prabhu, which means God. The other phrase is Sai Rama, where Sa means divine. In the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagavan writes, God, when appearing with form for the sake of upholding dharma, behaves in a human way, and he needs to do this because he has to hold forth the ideal life before man and confer the experience of joy and peace on men. His movements and activities, his leelas, might appear ordinary and commonplace to some eyes, but each of these will be an expression of beauty, truth, goodness, joy and exaltation. It will captivate the world with its charm. It will purify the heart that contemplates on it. It will overcome and overwhelm all the agitations of the mind. It will tear the veil of Maya. It will fill our consciousness with sweetness. And that is how we saw our Sai Rama too, how he enchants our minds. I remember the experience of Sohan Datta, a former student of Bawa's University. When he joined the college, he found the discipline and all the rules initially something very difficult to adjust and cope with. And he was in fact thinking of leaving the course. And that morning, during darshan, Swami comes very close to him and just looks at him in the eye for 15 to 20 seconds. And he says, I do not know what happened, but I just wanted to stay back for some more time. And it's the same boy who not only stayed back for some more time, he stayed back for 3 years. He did his master's and he came back to the university later on to do his double post-graduation. The Lord enthralls us in so many more ways. In Kodaikanal trip, Swami on occasions has materialized the diamond ring that Dasharatha had given to Lord Rama, the sapphire ring that Janaka had gifted to Lord Rama, the Mangala Sutra that Sita wore at the time of their wedding. So he is the most magnificent and mesmerizing Lord. So in this line, Madhura Manohara Prabhu Sai Rama, we describe the Lord as the sweetest one who enchants our minds. He is the same one who thrilled our hearts as Sai Rama. Let's move on to the third line.
Atma Rama Nayanabhirama.
The first word here is Atma, which means soul. In the preface to the book Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagavan says, Rama is the indweller in every body. He is the Atma Rama, the source of bliss in every individual. His blessings upsurging from that inner spring can confer peace and bliss. And in the book, Bhagavan explains through an incident how even the common citizens realize Rama as the very Atma that resides within each of them, the common citizens of Ayodhya. When Rama is exiled into the forest, the citizens of Ayodhya follow him, Sita and Lakshmana, and plead with them to return. Rama is moved by their love for him, and he tries to persuade them to go back, but they are not ready to give up. So he asks them to take rest and refreshments for the night, rather than trek back in the darkness. Rama knows that after they wake up, they will all insist on accompanying him. So he wakes up his minister, Sumanta, and directs him to get the chariot ready without the least noise and to drive the vehicle very early in the morning, even before any of them had woken up. And when the next morning dawns, the citizens find no sign of Rama. They are grief-stricken. They lament their fate that Rama has left them and gone away. Many even contemplate killing themselves. But soon they realize that the Atma in them is Rama, and that is the reason why they should not do the unthinkable act of killing themselves. And so they return to Ayodhya. So that is Atma Rama. Moving on, the word Nayanabhirama comes from Nayana meaning eye and Abhirama means pleasing. So one way of interpreting Nayanabhirama is he who pleases with his eyes. Bhagavan narrates a beautiful incident in the Ramakatha Rasavahini when Rama and Sita are near the shore of the Ganga just at the start of their exile. A few boatmen belonging to the Nishada tribe see them and inform their chieftain Guha. Now Guha is thrilled at this news and he brings everyone from his tribe to pay obeisance to Lord Rama and Mother Sita. He brings fruit and flower offerings and he says to Rama, Lord, all this is yours, all the riches, this territory, the authority that I have as chieftain, as well as all my subjects, everything is yours. I am your servant. Accept me as such. Accept all that I am offering and please enter the city where we dwell. When Rama hears his prayer, he smiles and he says, Guha, your heart is so pure. But listen, I have to roam the forest as an exile, wearing the habiliments of a hermit. In obedience to the command of my father, I should not step into a town or city. I must take only the food prescribed for monks engaged in austerities. I have to live in accordance with the regulations laid down for ascetics doing tapas. For these reasons, I am unable to fulfill the wish that you have expressed now. Guha is immersed in sorrow at having lost the fortune of welcoming Rama into Shringavarapura, the capital city of the Nishadas. This city is the modern Shringavarapur in the state of Uttar Pradesh in present-day India. Guha feels that even if Rama's eyes glance at the city once, the city would be blessed with peace and prosperity forever. And so he suggests that Rama, even if he is not entering the city, if he can just walk up towards a gigantic but gorgeous Simsupa tree that grows nearby, and Rama agrees to this request, Guha knows that Rama's eye had fallen on the city from that spot, and that is what delights him, because he feels that now the city is blessed. Rama too feels very happy when he sees the city from a distance, and he allows the Nishadas to touch his feet, and then he directs them that they should return to their homes immediately because night was approaching. So that is Nayanabhirama. We crave for the blessing of the Lord's eye falling on our beings, just like Guha prayed that his city be blessed by the Lord's vision. So in this line, Atma Rama and Nayanabhirama, we bow reverentially to the Lord who is verily the soul within each one of us. He is the one who bestows blessings with the mere glance of his eyes. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Kodanda Rama Patabhirama.
Here the first word is Kodanda, the name of the bow that Lord Rama wielded. Baba says that the speciality of the Kodanda bow is that it could send the arrow straight to the target. Under Sage Vasistha's tutelage, when Rama was learning and practicing archery, Rama never aimed his bow at any living being. Even for practice, he used to aim only at inanimate things because he did not want to harm any being without reason. But when the need arose, he never hesitated to use the bow to kill demons and wicked people. The other new word is Pattabhi, coming from Pattabhishekam, which means coronation. Since Lord Rama was crowned as ruler of Ayodhya after his return from exile, we hail Lord Rama as the majestic ruler of Ayodhya by calling out to him as Pattabhi Rama. Let me share a beautiful experience of a devotee taken from the September 1964 issue of Sanatana Sarathi. Mr. Ramanath Rao heard of Bhagwan Baba in August 1964 at Shimoga, where he had gone to visit his sister soon after his retirement. Listening to various experiences that his sister narrated, he felt a keen desire to go to Puttaparthi, but his health did not permit him to do so, and he was really very pained at this. On August 8th, 1964, he finished his Sandhya Vandanam or the prescribed morning rituals according to Hindu tradition and also the recitation of the Gayatri Mantra. He was then reciting a mantra into which he had been initiated by a saint by name Swami Ramadas. The mantra was Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. As he was lost in the joy of that recitation, he suddenly saw that Bhagwan appeared clearly before him. He saw Swami there, and Mr. Rao rose and he shouted, Baba, Baba, and he fell at Bhagwan's feet. The others around Mr. Rao could see him addressing Baba, Baba, but they could not see Baba. And Mr. Rao took this opportunity and told Swami, Baba, I have written 54,21,000 Likhita Japam of this mantra. Please bless me to complete 1 crore. And Bhagwan heard this prayer and replied that, Ramanath Rao, you have already completed 1 crore of Ramanama. There is no need for you to worry on this count. Bhagwan even said, once you return home, you can do puja to the books where you have written these thousands of names of the Lord. And then in a flash, Bhagwan disappeared. Now in place of Bhagwan, he saw the effulgent vision of Rama Pattabhisheka, or the scene of Rama's coronation. In great ecstasy, Mr. Rao sang various verses describing the scene and he prostrated on the floor. And then the scene changed again and now into a vision of his guru, Swami Ramadas himself. And finally, to his delight, utter delight, Bhagwan appeared again. And now Mr. Rao fell at Bhagwan's feet and he asked for prasadam. And the others around Mr. Rao now saw a packet of vibhuti fall into his palms from the divine invisible hand of Bhagwan. That is the grace of Kodandarama, of Pattabhirama. So in this line we praise the Lord as the wielder of the Kodanda bow, as the majestic Lord who was crowned the ruler of Ayodhya. Let's move on to the 5th line.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Rama.
Raghu refers to Emperor Raghu, the great grandfather of Lord Rama, and Pati means Lord or Master. Raghava means he who descended in the clan of Raghu, and the word Raja means king. The clan of Lord Rama is often called the Raghu dynasty because King Raghu was so impeccable in character and was an able administrator during his rule over the kingdom of Ayodhya. The dynasty was filled with such duty-bound rulers such as King Raghu, and Lord Rama was indeed the crest jewel in this lineage. Raghupati therefore refers to Lord Rama, who shone as the best among the noble kings of the Raghu dynasty. Elaborating on the greatness of Rama as a king, Swami once said, Rama paid detailed attention to even the smallest detail of administration and took adequate precautions to see that problems and complexities did not raise their heads once they had been solved and set right. That is the reason why in Indian culture, Rama Rajya is always held in highest esteem, the kingdom of Lord Rama. So in this line, we glorify the Lord who incarnated in the lineage of King Raghu and demonstrated to the world the ideals of righteous living as a king. Let's move on to the last line.
Madhura Manohara Prabhu Sai Rama.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan. Let me share a sweet incident that occurred on October 3, 2009. That evening, the youth from Kerala who were on a pilgrimage to Prashantinilayam in large numbers presented a drama on Saint Tulasidas, a great devotee of Lord Rama. After the drama concluded, all the children came forward and gathered in front of Bhagwan. Swami asked for safari cloth pieces to be brought and to be distributed to all the participants. As this went on, Swami spoke to the children. He called the boy who had played the role of Tulasidas and he materialized a gold chain for him. He called a few children in different groups and he took photos with them. And as this was going on, the children seated down looked on happily waiting for their opportunity to take a picture with Swami. And Swami sensed this and he said, I am coming down, I will come down. And the thrilled children quickly got into position and Swami moved amidst them. Swami looked deep into the children's eyes and they too were in bliss, lost in the love of their Bhagwan. And Swami at this point suddenly looked at all the children and said, I love you. And that's it. That broke the floodgates and the children were moved into uncontrollable sobs. That expression of Bhagwan's love, which we all know, but that expression from his divine lips is something that is so beautiful, so overpowering, so overwhelming. The children just grabbed the tender hands of Bhagwan and they just wanted to make most of that opportunity. They fell at his feet and they kissed his hands. And after a while, Swami moved up to the stage and as Prasadam was blessed for distribution, Swami asked the children if they could chant the Vedas and they nodded and they began to chant the hymns. And it was such a beautiful scene to cherish in everyone's heart. And as Bhagwan is about to leave that day, he said, I am very happy. I am very happy. The children are so good. The drama was so nice. So in this line, Madhura Manohar, Prabhu Sai Rama, we bow down to the supremely sweet Lord Sai Rama, who enchants our minds and hearts with his every word, every act, every gesture. So with that, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And with this deeper understanding, let's now proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan. You will now listen to this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And now in the last part of this program, let's listen to an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Balaram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University who had the opportunity to sing in the Divine Presence for many years, and even today sings in the Prashantanilayam Mandir whenever he's here in Prashantanilayam, as well as sings regularly in Sundaram, Bhagwan's abode in Chennai. So basically what you're saying is bhava is something that anybody can practice.
Exactly.
You may not, even if you feel that you don't have raga or tala, bhava is universal. You don't need musical training to express your feeling to God. And if you can express your feeling to God in the music that you can deliver, you connect to God.
Yeah, and also if you see, people whom we think, or who we say, or adore today as the epitome of beautiful singing. Swami speaks a lot about Tyagaraja, Saint
yes.
Tyagaraja. In fact, it just comes to my mind, so I'm just sharing this. There is a particular composition of Tyagaraja which goes like this. If I can I sing a couple of lines?
Sure, of course.
It goes like this. Soga soga mridanga talamu jata gurchi ninnu chogga jeyu dhirudau vadu Seven substances he says in this song. He says that chogga jeyu dhirudau vadu. Who is that brave one, dhirudu, who can actually melt you? This question is addressed to Rama. And he's saying, oh Rama, who's capable of melting you through his music? That's the question that Tyagaraja asks. And he attempts to answer these questions in the subsequent stanzas. In fact, he says that if you have to melt the Lord, you need to have, your song needs to have some capabilities or some qualities. He says, Nigama shirortha mugalgina nijava kulato swarashuddamu torama sogasuga mridanga talamu. He says, Nigama shirortha mugalgina nijava kulato. It says that the sahitya, or the lyrics of the song which is being sung, needs to have the essence of the Vedas, because Nigama is basically Vedas. Nigama shirordhama galgina nijava akulato. Truthful words drawn from the Vedas need to be a part of the lyrics. That's what he says. Nijava akulato swara shuddhamuto. He says it must be sung in perfect shruti and perfect swara. The note should be sung the way it has to be sung.
The first is the message.
Yeah, correct. No, but even after that, now, so Tyagaraja talks about technicality. Now, the main point which I'm wanting to make is coming towards the end, actually, if you see. In the second stanza, he says, Yati Vishrama Sadbhakti. Tyagaraja Swami has this very interesting habit of adding one small word in between which will complicate the entire thing. He doesn't say bhakti. He says sadbhakti. Now, that becomes bhakti itself is difficult. Now, he makes it sadbhakti, where it becomes, it's the highest form of love with no expectation in return. He says, Yati Vishrama Sadbhakti Virati Draksha Rasa Navarasa. So Navarasas, it needs to have all the Navarasas that music can give you. But after saying all this, now this is, mind you, Tyagaraja Swami, whom we consider as an authority in music today. He's a role model for people. In fact, Swami talks about Tyagaraja Swami. So after saying all this, he says that if you have all this in your song, you can melt the Lord. And the very Tyagaraja who says all this, in the last line says, Yuta kriti che bhajin che yukti tyagarajuni ki tarama rama soga suga. He says, to worship you, if we worship you in all this way, Rama, you will actually melt. But then, is it possible for this Tyagaraja to ever worship you this way?
Oh.
Yukti Tyagarajuni ki tarama. Is it possible for Tyagaraja to ever worship you like this and make you melt, is what he's saying.
Even he.
Now, that's what he's saying. So the point is, if Tyagaraja, whom we consider the epitome of music, and then Swami keeps talking about him, if he says this, that way, brother, if you go by this, is there anybody who would match up to that standard?
Yes.
So that way, that's why I said, I say anybody, most people you look at will fall in that category only. But then, for them, there's a path. Because if that was not the path, I don't think Swami would have ever started his mission with a Manasa Bajri.
Exactly.
So that was Brother Balaram Chandran, an alumni and a bhajan singer of Prashanti Bhajan Group. And with that,
we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any comments or queries, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With humility and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful Bhagwan. And with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Life. It's time to move on to the next program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. My colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and I will be back after this program for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today we will continue from where we left off last week, dwelling on Bhagwan as the Sadguru, the preceptor unparalleled. And I have some guests from the university who will be participating in this discussion. So it is going to be a very enriching session. So please join me 1 hour from now. For the moment, it's time to soak ourselves in Bhagwan's discourse. Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much, and Sai Ram from Prashantanilayam.